Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we talk about what's obviously most critically, crucially important.
Today on This Is Important.
When was the last time you guys really pulled up and watched Philadelphia?
Watching porno, like, underneath the table at the dinner table.
Difference between us? You could start at the penis.
Let's roll some loud, and let's smoke this, and let's talk for a little bit.
And here we go.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Football side.
Hey.
Feels good.
Hey, we back.
I love starting with a very loud popo zao to kick it
popo
off.
Popo zao!
So loud, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's deafening.
What is he doing now? I know we play that. Like, how does he, where is he on the Britney, the whole Britney thing? Has he tweeted about it?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, right. Ooh. What's the deal?
What's K-Fed's stance?
What if K-Fed was the secret puppet master behind the whole thing?
I mean, that's possible.
I don't even know the story. I just thought that might be provocative.
He was the choreographer of it, if you will.
Okay. Out the gate. I wasn't ready.
Yes, points!
Oh, bizarre.
Yes, points! Oh, wait. We got something in the chat from Anna.
Producer Anna.
So you know that it's good. Kevin Federline wants Britney Spears to be, quote, healthy and happy. Says his lawyer, the kids love their mother. Do they have kids together?
Yes, that's her baby daddy.
I didn't know that was his kid.
Yeah, okay. So are the kids with Britney, like in this insane asylum, or she's not in an insane asylum, right? She's like in a mansion.
She's not in an insane asylum.
No.
They have two sons.
Oh, they have shared custody. Okay.
They have shared custody. Dude, Kyle, as my friend who is Kevin Federline, you got to tap in with this story. Free Britney, man. It's really interesting.
And what do you mean by he's Kevin Federline?
Yeah, Blake, what the fuck does that mean?
He used to wear his hat cocked to the side, very large pants. He dressed exactly like K-Fed in high school. He worshipped K-Fed.
I didn't worship K-Fed, okay?
It wasn't even high school. He was when he was like 22, 23. It was like that lasted a long time for Kyle.
Yes.
Where like his hat was always right here.
Right.
But that was a majority of people, right? That was a majority of like guys our age was tilting it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a majority of people were doing this.
Yes.
Michael
Phelps was doing it. We all know
that. I would also say probably Michael Phelps and Kyle would get along very well.
Oh. For sure. Same wingspan.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. You see how many pancakes that dude eats in the morning? Like,
I haven't. I haven't.
Same guy.
We get along, dude.
Same guy.
You're all sons of K-Fed. You're all sons of K-Fed. Just... That's where it starts.
So, Blake, break it down just because I watched part of the documentary and then I kind of got bored and didn't finish watching. What is, because I was just traveling a week ago and I saw like multiple women on this flight were wearing Free Britney shirts. And I'm like, is there a rally? Like, what is happening? Why are people so invested?
It was like a fucking thing.
Like, her dad is like a conservator, right? Or something like that. So he has control over her money and has control over what she does.
I thought you didn't know anything, and then you're breaking it all down?
Well, now it's coming out. No, I know a little bit about it. I'm pretty sure, and I guess I'm just checking. I'm seeing if this is sound. But
yeah,
like
so far, it's all good.
Yes.
Okay. You could say anything to me, and I'd go, wow.
So they say that she's like, she was crazy. She went to the mental asylum and all that stuff. Yes. And like, she was unfit to be a mother and unfit to hold her own money, but she was still fit enough to go and perform all these shows and make the money for her father, Jamie Spears, who's the conservator.
Yes.
It's like the thing, like he's the conservator, but like as a conservator, he needs to live in a dope house and drive dope cars and wear dope clothes and eat dope food.
I think that's the hypocrisy that's going on. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing where it's like, he's like, as the conservator, I need to eat fucking delicious filet mignons and
Spago. Yeah, I gotta go to Spago. Well,
he's just in control of the
yes,
money.
Yes, and I think what's like,
but how is he supposed to live? I mean, what's the? I'm not saying what he's doing is correct.
Wait a minute.
I'm not saying what he's doing Hold is on, correct, yes. but like, what is the limit? What's he supposed to be doing? Is he supposed to be driving Corollas?
Well, you're not supposed to backstab your own daughter.
Shout out to Toyota.
You're not supposed to backstab your own daughter and hijack her money in front of her face and make it impossible to reverse.
That's not what I just said. That's not what I said.
But what did you say, though?
If we're criticizing how he's living as far as how he's spending the money...
That's not why we're criticizing.
But that's what Adam just said.
He's, Adam, fuck you, Adam.
Adam said, don't free Britney. You said, chain Britney.
I lost it.
Yeah, you said, chain Britney. Adam, remember when you said, chain Britney, I'm with Dad?
I might have said that. Yeah, no, I might have said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Evidently, Anna's saying he apparently now lives in a trailer in a field.
Which is odd.
I mean, okay.
We right. take everything Anna says as true, but this could be hearsay.
Right. She's like, they'll say anything.
Anna is speaking facts. The New York Times reported last week that Jamie, evidently Jamie's Britney's dad, also right. solid name.
I know.
Who sold Britney's nearby childhood home for $275,000 in February, lives in an RV that he parks outside the storage facility, which houses various memorabilia from his daughter's career. So this guy's a psychopath.
What?
Well, no, that doesn't yeah. sound like he's making a ton of dough off
well,
of his
Well, he's
daughter.
Not doing better. Yeah, like, so is Britney really mean to her dad?
Yeah. I think that's what we're getting here. Thank you, Anna. I yeah. think that's what Anna's helping
Anna
us understand
I think Anna is specifically saying that Britney is in the wrong.
So maybe free Britney's dad.
Right.
If he didn't have to take care of his crazy daughter all the time, maybe he could get a job to where he doesn't have to live outside of a storage facility. In a
yeah,
car.
Why did she stick him in a Planet Hollywood trailer? Come on, man.
Like, and wait, are we saying that if you can dance and lip sync a concert every night, that you're a sound person or like that you are able to be a parent? Like, that's the thing. It's like, well, she's out there dancing.
Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of the argument, right? I guess that's the question.
A conservatorship, it's a little whack because it's just like, well, just let her fucking be crazy and spend her money. Like, no one fucking locked up Michael Jackson. That guy was a fucking lunatic licking little boys' buttholes.
Ew.
Like, she's not doing anything wrong. She just shaved her head
Debatable.
Like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
which is like the move. You got to do that. Yeah. If that's the way to be like, fuck you, yeah. I'm not going to do like your commercials or whatever.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to shave my head and you're not going to want me anywhere. And we didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, just let her be crazy. And she earned all this money. Let her blow it. Yeah. Have her build a fucking Ferris wheel in her backyard like Michael Jackson. Like, let her do the crazy shit. Mm-hmm. That's what people want to see.
Right.
We don't want to see her
let
locked
her
up.
Let her be crazy.
Let her be crazy. I want to
yeah,
see.
Let her live.
I want to see the kooky fucking things she will buy with her insane amount of money. You know?
Right.
Adam, do you follow Britney Spears on Instagram? Because it is a great follow. She is awesome.
Right. I don't.
Right.
It kind of made me sad. I looked at it once and I was like, it kind of looks like she's always crying. Like every post she has is right. just like her dancing. But then it looks like she's just got done, like just got done crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's always like, I just That's got done sad. Crying my eyes out. And now I'm going to do a little TikTok dance in my kitchen. And you're just like, well, maybe do this. When
dance the pain away. That's all she knows, dude.
That's all she knows, yeah.
That's fine, yeah.
That's all she knows.
I don't know. When she held up that big snake, I was like, we're in trouble. This is trouble.
Oh, I'm a slave. Best song.
Apparently, the dad has a drinking problem, and Kevin Federline filed a restraining order against him so he can't see their children.
Go, K-Fed.
Because of some That's shady lying. Incident with him and one of the kids. There was a shady incident. Apparently.
It's just one of those days.
Good job.
Allegedly.
That makes me so happy that K-Fed's a good dad.
Nobody mentioned shady incident, so yeah.
I'm pumped.
Everything is fucked.
Isn't it great? I mean, I don't know anything about this, but isn't it crazy that like K-Fed could come out on top as like the good guy?
The guy.
That's what I'm saying. That's tight. K-Fed is a good father.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
We know absolutely nothing about this, but Kevin Federline is the greatest dad in the history of dads. He's such a great dad. I don't know anything about this.
I would
but
love
he
to
is,
give K-Fed his flowers.
Let's give K-Fed his flowers.
Does he have a book on how to raise children?
I think he's got a, hopefully he has a Netflix show coming out. That would be amazing.
I hope.
Fatherhood with K-Fed.
Right.
I hope his children, when they do something good, they just scream,
Popo Sal!
Yeah! Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, I'll have the Popozao on deck from now on.
Popozao!
Popozao!
Now, is that Kevin Federline screaming Popozao, or is that like...
For sure.
It's weird that he does it with an accent.
By the way, our podcast has talked about the Popozao more than any other podcast in the world. I guarantee
well,
it.
Well, guess what? The community asked for it, and we're bringing it.
The community wants this.
Popozao! It's still a great track.
It does. It bumps.
Yes, but like Adam said, is that him shouting it?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And why did he use an accent?
Yeah, why did he put a little like...
Well, because it's like a Brazilian word and he's appropriating culture.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
He's appropriating culture.
Or just pronouncing it properly.
That's
but
tight.
Is he? Are you appropriating it if you're just trying to do their accent so that you sound like
no,
they sound?
No, you're not. You're just
great
trying
question.
To pronounce it properly. That's not appropriating. That's pronunciating.
That's exactly right. And that's how we all have to be at my wedding in Mexico. We all have to put on fun Mexican accents on everything that we say.
And it's important.
Si, senor.
We have to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to Chet Hanks
I'm going to roll all my...
I'm going to Chet Hanks the fuck out of that.
And it's not appropriate.
Let's just go.
Have we given him his flowers?
Chet? Oh, I love Chet Hanks. He's so tight.
Dude. Oh, yeah. What is this Chet's... What's going on with Chet? I saw something about this.
What's going... No, nothing. He's just... No.
Well, nothing's really going on anymore.
Well,
right?
Quit acting like you don't know what's going on about
and
it.
And then you download us on the exact details.
Right. What? Yeah, what was happening? Oh.
Hey, what? I might have heard something about it. What I heard was, and then you tell us exactly.
Well, Chet Hanks, he's just a problem child, right? He's like, he's out there poking it. What?
No.
What's the problem?
Yeah, what's your problem?
What's the problem? He's a solution child.
He's okay. I don't know. I thought he was getting heat for something.
Yo, hold up.
No, dude. Chet Hanks is the king of the white boys, man.
I'm just stirring the pot.
He did claim it's going to be a white boy summer. And at the time, it did feel a little weird and sensitive, like a weird thing. But here's what I love about Chet is he kept being himself. He never, like,
oh, yeah.
He doesn't come off as false to me.
Yeah.
He's just being Chet. And I think people respect it
Chet's
when you...
Chet's being Chet.
What's your definition of false?
Like, it didn't seem like he was coming with, like, a weird motive. Like, it just feels like he's just being him. Like, you want to be mad because
he's
doing,
he's having
like,
a good time.
He's doing, like, shit, what is it called?
What's Jamaican accent?
Yeah, but what's it called? It's called, like, I don't know the
Patois?
Word. Yeah. Like, he's doing that. And obviously, you're yes. not that. You're not that guy, pal.
Right.
But it doesn't feel false to me. It feels authentic. I think it comes from a real place.
Yeah. Here's why Chet rocks. I mean, he's for sure.
Because his dad.
His dad
Yo,
rules.
The title of this episode, Why Chet Hanks Rocks.
Blake is absolutely right. I feel like he was just that kid in high school. Like his whole life, he was just like, I'm the hip hop guy. Yes. And it right. doesn't feel like.
In Brentwood or whatever.
Yes, for yes. sure.
Right.
And yeah. that kid is hilarious, has always been hilarious.
Right.
Okay.
And you just kind of know that kid. He doesn't feel like the kid that, like, one year he was emo, the next year he was deep into hip hop, the next year he was into, like, alternative rock. He, like, got deep into Spoon or some shit.
Bro.
Maybe Tool. Maybe even Tool.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, he's not taking big swings. It feels like he took one swing when he was in, like, the fifth grade, and he's like, I'm going to get some diamond earrings, and I'm going to be deep into hip-hop. Right. And he's just been that forever.
Right. Well, I also do think he has a past that, like, he had some addiction problems, yeah. and I think he came out of that, and then this is the form of him that is...
He's hooked on accents?
Yeah. This is the way he stays sober.
He's yeah. addicted to doing accents.
That's tight. Yeah.
Everybody's got a vice.
Or maybe he's reinvented himself. Like he didn't want to be the guy that he was, and this is his new thing. Like how... What was it? Like Alec Baldwin's wife had like a fake accent?
Oh, right. Her shit was crazy though.
What?
I mean, I don't want to get into this because who fucking cares?
No, I do.
But because it's old news. We're like the last people to talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is very topical.
But it's so funny, dude. It's so funny.
Are you going to do it?
Go ahead.
I don't really know the details, but apparently his wife grew up in like New Jersey or something, but had like spent time in Portugal or some shit.
Yeah.
So she speaks with this, and then so she adopted this accent, and everyone she went to high school with is like, what?
Yeah.
But she's always like, how you say t-shirt?
No, she was on she was on like the Today Show or something. She was on like it was like an early morning talk show.
Yeah.
And she she's talking like this. And for sure there's other interviews where she doesn't talk like this at all. She's just talks right. so normal.
Right.
Yeah, she's from Massachusetts okay. and pretended to be from Spain. Oh, right. and she pretended to not know how to say cucumber on a morning show. She
oh,
goes,
yeah.
"How right. do you cucumber. Say how do you say right. cucumber?" And the how do you say is so fucking funny. Like, right. bitch, you're from Massachusetts. You know how to Ooh. Say cucumber.
Right. Wow, the B word. You know what though? It's also just like sad.
Yeah, fuck her.
Like,
bitch.
The part of me is like, don't do that. The other part of me is like,
it's kind
of
funny.
It's so sad that she's like, I found this thing. It kind of made me feel like I had something unique or different that like people noticed.
Well, you know, allow me to defend her. Allow me to defend her a little bit. Anytime please. I go to like Canada, I do find myself speaking more like a Canadian person. I will absorb.
This is different. Sure. This is different.
No, I mean there's a certain amount.
Don't go off, King. Do not go off, King.
King, do not go off.
I'm a man.
There's a certain amount of you pick up on whatever,
sure.
you know, vocalizations and stuff.
I would never forget how to say cucumber.
Yeah, you wouldn't say. You wouldn't then go on a morning show.
Yeah,
and right. and suddenly you talk like this, and you say, "Well, how do you say? How do you say cucumber?"
What's this all about?
I mean, well, that'd be funny.
What's
though.
This all about?
We have the best podcast. We're talking about news Ooh. From like so long ago, and we're talking Ooh. About KFED. That's not
Football
like
soul!
This is so over.
That shit's important.
It's way over.
Like, I know people are all about getting the first clicks on stuff. Like, you got to get the headline out
Dude,
there. Like,
we're the last click.
We're the last.
We're fourth wave.
Yeah,
we like to trudge up old news.
This is what our community likes. They like to go like, oh shit, I kind of remember that.
Know what I mean?
Right. Like when we're talking about Caduce, no one knew what the
Dude,
fuck that
I
was.
I still don't know who the fuck Caduce is.
Durst, what was the show you just brought up last episode?
Dobie Gillis?
Yeah, you know it like that. I still don't know that show.
Popo Yeah.
What was the other one? The Patty Duke show was also one. You guys know Patty Duke show.
No, dude.
No.
With like the twins?
No.
No, dude.
What? Also,
you don't know Patty Duke?
I know Patty Duke.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kyle, you don't know fucking Patty Duke.
I mean, I remember the title.
What's going on with your voice right now, dude?
You just turned into Jeff Garland.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
This is important.
Larry.
Larry. We're going with Cheryl.
Oh, no, that was not.
No, that was Funkhauser, dude.
Yo.
Yeah, that was Funkhauser. Larry.
Yeah.
Kyle needs a scan or some shit. His voice is actually scaring the shit out of me.
No, I'm back. I'm just up here in the.
Hold up. Are you making fun of his dad's cancer situation?
Yeah, are you making fun of my dad having cancer?
No.
Hey, because that's funny.
Okay, cool. Then yes, of course.
Dude, that shit's important.
You're on the tightrope of comedy, and I like it.
Good stuff.
That shit's important.
Can we talk about Super Dave Osborne?
Sure, if you want
yes,
to.
Yes, we can.
We can, yeah.
Also known as Bob Einstein.
Sure.
And his brother, Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Also known as Albert Brooks. Yeah. Blake and I went to Super Dave's house.
What?
We did.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember the story.
So we were like, yo, why don't we go to Super Dave and see if we can make Blake be the torch bearer of the Super Dave franchise and be the son of Super Dave.
Great idea.
Super David Jr.
Super David.
David Jr. Yeah,
right?
Give me a hell yeah.
That's great.
Right?
That's the right amount of dumb that I love.
Super David Jr.
So it would be essentially like the same tone, same everything, but more like X-gamey because of Blake's hair and general vibe.
Yeah. And energy drinks.
The walking Mountain Dew can kickstart that is Blake Anderson.
And we had this whole pitch. And first of all, super nice fucking guy.
Super Dave is super nice.
Super nice. Yeah. Super nice Osborne.
We had a whole pitch where it was going to be like he was in the pilot and he was on his deathbed. And like, because they were like, he doesn't want to do much. And we're like, great, we'll put him on his deathbed. And ironically, he died later. Yeah, but
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
So then the whole pilot is like, Blake doesn't want to take the torch. And finally, he takes it. But then his dad selfishly is like, welcome to the deathbed. And it turns out the deathbed is actually like a contraption that like throws him. Right. And that's why it's called the deathbed.
Yeah. Like a super sick stunt.
Right. And so we kind of had this like arc for the season and like whatever. And he was like, I love it. I think that's funny. What if we did a sketch show instead, though?
Yeah. Yeah. He just.
We were like,
okay. Anything you want to do.
Fucking thing sucks.
Fucking thing sucks.
Fuck it.
And then he told us amazing stories about Red Fox.
Fucking thing sucks.
Because he was like the showrunner for Red Fox's show.
Yeah. No, like, because, well, he has like a bunch of history in like sketch and all that. Like, what show was he a part of? Or like
The Laughing.
Yeah.
He was writing partners and roommates with Steve Martin back in the day.
Just like crazy legendary shit.
Right.
Wasn't he Smothers Brothers writer as well? Or that he was right after that time?
Yeah. That's possible. Yeah. And so his name is Bob Einstein. His brother is named Albert Einstein, who later changed his name to Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks, famous filmmaker. Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah. Great actor, great comedian.
Great everything.
Great in Drive.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, who names their kid Albert Einstein?
I mean, the funniest parents of all time.
Right. Yep. So his dad, their dad, was a super funny guy back in the day, like
Catskill comedian type?
Yes. That whole crew of like, what is it, Bob Hope? Like that era, Lucille Ball.
Yeah. Sure.
So he apparently was like the funniest dude, and then was like radio, like way back. And then they did the roast of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. I believe this is what it was.
Nick at Night.
And he kind of came out of like retirement for this. And they were like, oh shit, so-and-so Einstein's about to kill it. And he did the roast, shut down the fucking house, was the funniest guy, sat back down on the dais and died.
What?
Mm.
Oh shit, went out on top.
Finish him.
Like killed it, died.
Damn.
At the roast, like right then and there.
What?
Holy fuck.
His last words were like, and my unborn son is named Albert Einstein. And they're like, oh, fucking, that's hilarious. And then he dies. And no, the wife was like, was he joking? Do I have to? And they're like, it was his last words.
I wouldn't fuck him with Betty White's dick.
Right, right. But back then, Betty White was like super hot, and everyone goes, what?
Yeah.
What? Huh? That didn't make sense. Yeah. It'll get funnier later.
It'll get funny.
Yeah.
That'll be really funny by the mid-90s.
And then so like basically, of course, his children are going to grow up to be like the funniest people. Like those Super Dave things are so funny.
Well, let's explain. I feel like the community might not know exactly who Super Dave is. So
that is true.
Durs, go ahead, because I don't really know exactly.
You have the floor.
Super Dave was like, I think originally it was a Fox special, okay? And it was like a mockumentary in the same vein of
Evil Knievel. It's a response to Evil Knievel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a mockumentary of an Evil Knievel type character.
Which, if people don't know what Evil Knievel is, it was like a motorcycle stuntman.
It was like a Travis Pastrana.
It was type. Matt Hoffman-esque.
Right.
I got it. Okay, I'm in.
Before there was Monster Energy, there was Evil Knievel.
Right. And he was just a chain-smoking dude that would jump cars on his motorcycle and almost die.
Total psychopathy.
In a leather cape.
So Super Dave would do these Fox one-hour specials where the whole episode is like just leading up to one big stunt that he's going to do and like going over it with like how they did it, how they designed it. Like, and it's very funny.
Yes.
And then at the end, the stunt just always goes completely wrong. Yeah. And you see like a dummy get crushed by like a monster truck or whatever.
Yes.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yep.
But then even a spinoff of that, Super Dave had a cartoon in the 90s.
This
that
is true.
Is how I knew about him. It's like Super Dave Osborne had a cartoon on like Fox Mornings.
Because we're different generations.
Yes. Yeah. You are old as hell.
Yeah. You watch Silver Spoons and Dobie McGuire.
Dobie Gilbert.
I watched Bobby's World, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby's World.
Bobby's World was dope.
Bobby's World rocked.
Bobby's World was tight.
Which was what? Howie Mandel vehicle, correct?
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Howie. Speaking of another legend.
I guess Super Dave became a show in Canada for several seasons that I don't think we got access to. But like, but watch his talk show appearances on like Letterman. He's so brutal to the audience, Bob Einstein.
Yes.
Where like he'll be telling a story and people will laugh and he go, can you be quiet?
Yes.
I'm in the middle of a story. Yes. and everyone is like, what? It's so good.
Well, and the whole way we got to even know him in our everyday lives is he's just amazing on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, that was the game changer.
Yeah, Curb is what brought it back.
So he's Funkhauser.
And Kyle does an amazing impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Do your...
Oh, hurry. We're going with Cheryl.
It's always when he has to choose after they've gotten divorced. I always go to that.
It's purely from one episode that Kyle always draws from. It's the episode where they decided to get a divorce and then they're picking sides.
Yeah,
and
they're like, I'm sorry, Larry.
The Funkhausers.
The Funkhausers are going with Cheryl. And Larry's
Curb Your Enthusiasm is the funniest show of all time, the best show of all time. I mean, it's...
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah, one of them. It's awesome. It's up there.
It's awesome.
Maybe number two after Workaholics.
Very big inspiration, though.
True, true. Yeah. Yeah. What a wild time.
And that's just the community.
Was it both HBO when it was going Curb, like back-to-back with Ollie G? Like, that shit was the funniest...
It was the early 2000s. I remember when we were in community college.
Not the 90s?
Fuck. No, this was 2000s.
I like the
This
aughts.
Is when we were in community college.
I just got TiVo.
And I remember like being outside of like our little drama department, and like that was how you like could tell if you were going to be like friends with people. You know what I mean?
Like if they were quoting Ali G.
No, if they like watched the Ali G show or
Me Julie? Me
or
Julie.
Liked Curb Your Enthusiasm, then you're like, okay, all right, you're right. Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You like good shit.
Yeah.
No, it really was such a certain time frame because I truly did just get TiVo. Like TiVo was the hot new shit. You could record television without having would sound like such a fucking geezer.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's rich. That's rich
shit. Yeah, that was some rich shit.
It was no VCR shit.
I want to say it was $800 when it came out.
What, TiVo was?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, man, it was worth it.
I remember when, well, your dad had it. You didn't have it. Your dad, you lived with your dad, and he had it.
I did, but he put a TiVo in my room. What up, Dad? What up, Pop?
Yeah.
Love you, Pops. Thanks, Pops. But what was super sick about TiVo is you could search out an actor, and they would give you everything they were in. So I would put in random ass names like John Claude, and then you'd be like, oh, there's
that's
a
not random,
random okay. ass name. Your favorite actor of all time. Yeah. I don't know, a random ass actor like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Kevin Sorbo.
Random ass actor like fucking Bruce Willis.
No, but what would be cool
Willis.
Is like,
I don't know.
Sure, you would expect to see all JCVD's, all JCVD's movies pop up, but it'd be like, oh, he's on this episode of Friends. So then all of a sudden it would be like, oh, I didn't even know that dude was on that. It was like, I put in Hulk Hogan, and all of a sudden it's like, Walker, Texas Ranger?
Random actor.
Oh, dude, that episode is so good.
Hulk Hogan was on Walker, Texas Ranger?
Are you surprised? Why are you shocked by that?
You need to watch that episode.
If you told me he was on, like, Party of Five, I'd go, that's weird.
You know the one, Kyle.
Is that the episode where he says, show them your tattoo, Boomer?
Yeah, if you told me he was on, like, an episode of Unsolved Mysteries or something, then I'd be like, weird.
And they still haven't solved it, brother.
I think the whole storyline of Hulk Hogan being on Walker, Texas Ranger is, like, he used to be, like, in a biker gang.
Right.
And but he was starting to go around and teach kids that, like, being in gangs weren't cool. And Chuck Norris says, show them your tattoo, Boomer.
Yeah,
and
then, it's the best read. It's the best read.
We quoted that shit.
Goomer or Boomer?
Boomer. His name was Boomer.
Show them your tattoo, Boomer.
I feel one of the funniest shows that didn't get that much love, which was a Walker, Texas Ranger, like spinoff, Eagle Heart. It was so goddamn.
Well, that's a send up, not a spinoff.
Yes, a send up, not a spinoff.
I think we've talked about that on this show before, right? We've touched on
that. Yeah, a little bit. I think
we gave a couple flowers.
Yeah, we gave some
more. A whole bouquet. Right.
That's funny ass show. Funny ass show.
So fucking funny.
I mean, but to be fair, is Walker, Texas Ranger funnier than Eagle Heart? Unironically.
Accidentally.
Conan O'Brien would always, let's give him his flowers again. Conan O'Brien would play clips from Walker, Texas Ranger that were like insane, right?
Yes.
Where like he would punch some kid or something. I can't remember. Or no, it was this. It was like, my brother's retarded, or like, I'm retarded or something, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I know exactly the clip you're talking about.
Is that what they say? I don't want to come out of pocket.
Yeah, you go back into the 80s and there's a lot of R words in those TV shows.
There's a lot of R words. Yes, dude, the wildest one.
Or no, I'm thinking of Quantum Leap.
No, yes, it's from Quantum Leap.
Where he looks in the mirror and he goes,
oh, yes.
He leaps into a body and he has he is a person with Down syndrome that episode. Right. And he looks in the mirror and he says, I am the R word. And it is not aging well.
Or it's aging very well.
Oh, righty.
That's some fine wine right there.
Oh, is the Walker, Texas Ranger one the one where he goes, Walker, I have AIDS.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And it's like the worst acting.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the kid, but like, yeah. It's like a ridiculous moment.
Yeah, it's like a small kid just being like, I have AIDS, Walker. And that's the reason.
Right. A small kid that had AIDS?
Yes. Yeah. A child. A child.
Born with a blood transfusion.
Right, yes. Right. Yes,
which is sad. Evidently, we need to start educating people on AIDS again, because DaBaby's out here just shouting into microphones misinformation.
What is he doing? You know what, though? Listen, here's the thing.
What concert was it from?
I don't know what it was.
DaBaby was on, what was the shit that was out here in Miami? This is real topical shit, guys.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. DaBaby, yeah, you set the table.
So DaBaby was at what fucking festival? What fucking festival is in Miami? Rolling Loud. And he like got on stage, and before he played the track, he's like, "Yo, if you're like out in the parking lot sucking dick, don't put your lighters up. If you have any disease like AIDS that will kill you in 2 to 3 weeks." Don't put your lighters up. It was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Yeah.
But so listen to this, though. I was listening to LL's XM station, Rock the Bells, like this is probably 6 months ago, and I remember it because I was floored by this. Mm-hmm. They were playing like super old tapes of like from like those parties that were in the basements of apartment buildings that like where hip hop was founded and shit.
Sure.
And like DJs would do like the call and response where it's like,
if you got a $50 bill, put your hands up.
Right. So like ladies in the house say, hey, fellas say ho, like all that. And then it was like, the dude basically said what DaBaby said. He goes like, if the fellas in the house got HIV, be quiet. And they were like, rah. Like if the ladies in the house got AIDS, don't make a sound. And I was like, and by the way, this is like peak AIDS, right? So like he's doing it's almost a public service announcement. I just want to make sure everyone's clean in here. But the fact that they played this shit just 6 months ago, I was like, nobody screened this? This is crazy. And then I heard this and I was like, I've heard this before. This is like throwback.
I just can't believe. It's just a weird thing in today's day and age to be like still uninformed on HIV and AIDS. Like, what are you doing? Like,
if anything, you want it now, right?
Yeah. It's actually so dope to have it now. Yeah. You're super cool.
It's a must have.
You're uncancelable if you have
it. No, yeah.
No. There's no canceling you.
What the fuck did he just say? He's got AIDS. Oh, well, let me hold his arm up.
Yeah.
Let me just hold his arm up for a victory.
It was very weird. It was a weird thing to lead into a song. Who's having a good time tonight?
Hey, if you're sucking dick in the parking lot, don't put your ladders up.
And by the way, his guy, like the towel waver guy, is like, let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it how we keep it. And I'm
it's really hard to be the hype man in that scenario.
He could have been the guy to go, DaBaby, maybe not.
No.
Guys.
And then they sit down and have a discussion on stage. That would be legendary.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. They sit in like rocking chairs.
Yeah, they pull out chairs and have like a real heart to heart.
The hype man's like, hold up. Stop that shit. Hey, DaBaby, what did you just say? Like,
look, hang on, sit down. Let's roll some loud and let's smoke this and let's talk for a little bit.
Let's talk. Let's all talk. Let's have a community meeting.
It's too bad.
It is.
He seemed like a good guy.
Is DaBaby very successful right now?
Yeah, he's huge.
Yes. He did a track with Dua Lipa, bounced him out.
He's in the movie that I'm about to shoot after this movie. We have a part for him. And I kept being like,
nice.
He might have lost that part.
He's out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure he is. But I kept pitching. I'm like, I don't think DaBaby's going to be like a flash in the pan. He's not going to be. But then, and this is over the past year that I've been saying this with this script, trying to go like, maybe we put somebody else. And he's kind of a placeholder right now. Mm-hmm. And
you keep getting Ja Rule. You're like, Ja Rule, I think he's available.
I'm like, Ja Rule would be pretty great.
I think Ja Rule has staying power.
Yes.
He's got Firefest. He stays relevant.
He could be handing everyone cheese sandwiches at the party. It'd be pretty sick.
Maybe not.
But then he kept getting more and more famous. DaBaby got more and more famous over the past year that I was like, it was like 2 weeks ago, I was finally like, well, maybe he is like going to stick around and we should keep him. And then all this shit came out about him. And I'm like, bitch, you out.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Let's get Ja Rule on the phone. He's got a great smile. He's the best smile in hip hop for sure.
Or hang on. Do we have him? It's like a party scene and he's at the party in the movie. Maybe he says this exact same thing. He sort of quotes himself from Rolling Loud.
That's funny.
And we get some buzz. We get a topical. And then maybe we have that conversation in the movie. Like, and I go, I look in the camera and go, timeout.
You hit him with the fucking Zach Morris.
Timeout.
Or do you let him do like a PR stunt where like his character has AIDS?
There you go. There's lots of ways to spin it.
And he's like, now I get it.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Okay.
We just grind the movie to a halt about 20 minutes in just to have this conversation. It doesn't push the story forward at all.
I don't think it'll grind it to a halt. People are living with AIDS. I think it's fine. Like, this is Steve, got AIDS. This is my friend over here. Everyone has an affliction that you have to say, like, when you introduce them in the movie.
As you should, as you always should.
Arthritis Tony. Mm-hmm. This is asthma Annie.
COVID Carly.
Hi.
And they're all wearing affliction, too.
They're all wearing afflictions.
Yeah, that's the important part.
It writes itself, Adam. You're welcome.
But really, though, when was the last time you guys really pulled up and watched Philadelphia? Because that was the movie when I was a kid, when it was like, yo, this is the AIDS movie right here. And that shit was good as fuck.
Well, yeah, it's still the AIDS movie.
I've never seen it.
You never seen Philadelphia?
No, I just rocked the Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, did.
It's Tom Hanks and Denzel, dude.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's right.
Yeah. I know.
I wonder if Chet Hanks was on that set just wilding the fuck out.
For sure. Goodbye. Oh, Denzel, yo.
Just saying some crazy shit.
You think my dad really got AIDS? That's just gross.
He's like making up AIDS raps like at Video Village. Like Denzel's like, yo, just could you please not? Chet?
That movie's hella good. You got to check it out.
It is. Yes, it's a fantastic film.
I got AIDS. I got paid. I got laid.
God damn it.
I'm Chet Hayes.
But it's actually pretty fire. So you're like, well, fuck. Do we record this? Chet's a real talent.
What was he like? He was like fucking 4 years old when that movie was shooting.
How about how, Blake, did you say, when's the last time you pulled up and watched Philadelphia? Okay. And I don't know if anyone has ever pulled up and watched Philadelphia, but
because, yo, fam, what you getting into this weekend?
Philadelphia.
You know, 25 years later.
I'm just laid back watching some Philadelphia. Always Sunny in Philadelphia? No. The movie.
Nah.
Philadelphia.
The Oscar winning, right? They won Oscars for that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he went back to back.
Yeah, that's when Tom Hanks was on like his run where he did Philadelphia, then he did a Forrest Gump.
Toy Story.
Yeah, Forrest Gump after that. He was like back to back Oscar winners.
In that order?
I don't know if it was that order or not.
Concord's finest.
Conquer Connect.
That's right. Piedmont.
And to be perfectly honest, I've never seen Philadelphia either.
You haven't?
You've never seen it, right? I thought it was Forrest Gump, so I just watched Forrest Gump. Are they different?
I think they're in the same universe. It's like a Marvel universe.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like I was too young. Like, I didn't watch that because that movie would have came out when we were in like third or fourth grade.
Yes.
It seemed hella serious.
I made a point to watch it because I, like, later on.
Like you made a point in third grade. You're like, I'm making a point to watch this seminal film.
Mom, I want to rent Philadelphia. And she's like, that's rated R. And I'm like, I think it's important I watch this.
This shit's important.
And then I threw a fit and started crying and said, I also want to rent 3 video games as well, please.
Commando.
What was that movie that was like also very real that I came into your room trying to get you to play NBA Street and you're watching it?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is classic. Yeah,
and I was like, what the fuck are you watching? You're like, nothing, dude. It's an important film.
Was this Angels in America?
Yes.
So like we're roommates. This is before the Workaholics house. Me, Kyle, and Adam lived in a much smaller, worse house.
It's such a shitty house.
Where Adam and I shared a wall. That's how I heard him banging through the walls with Red Hot Chili Peppers. But there was one night where I was sitting in the dark and I
scar tissue that I wish you saw.
I had decided to pull up and watch Angels in America, which was which was also a very poignant story about having HIV, and it's also a play. Like that's how it really came up. It was like a pretty well renowned known play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Adam like kind of like knocked on the door, opened the door real quick, and he walked in during the scene where there's literally a scene in Angels in America where a dude is like butt fucking a guy against a tree. And Adam's like, what are you watching?
But what's the line he says?
He like says like infect me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like super.
Oh, wow. Oh, dude. It's a crazy thought you were watching me. Some like weirdo porno. I was like, what kind of weird shit are you into, dude? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You were like under the covers. You were
right. Like, crying.
Like, crying. What's going on?
Dude, it's a heavy ass film. It's a heavy film.
I'm just trying to play NBA Street with my homie.
Hey, bro, you want to play some video games?
I'm like, I'm busy.
I'm like, stop him. You better hope to contain him. Michael Jordan in the house. I come in quoting that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, I was getting my theater major on that day.
Yeah, you were still going to school.
And is
right?
this like mid? Are you watching this midday or is this like night?
No, it was night.
It was dark. It was definitely like very dark in my room. And he walked in on the
Right. That's so tight.
Yeah, it was cool.
I forgot all about that until right now.
I can't forget it because I could have swore it just was a fork in the road.
Isn't it crazy though? Like the walking in on somebody watching something. Isn't it crazy that whenever you would rent a movie as a kid or be watching a movie, without fail, your parents would walk in
at the exact worst moment
every movie?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, what the fuck is that? How was that?
I don't know. This is just parental, like, spider sense.
Yeah, they just have a sixth sense to come in.
Hey, what do you guys want? Whoa, okay. What's this rated?
Or do you think they just sit by the door?
Maybe turn this off, okay?
Maybe you're not going to watch the rest of this movie, son.
Yeah.
And kids, like, parents don't give a... like, now kids are, like, headphones and iPad on. Parents have no idea.
No clue.
There's no more walking in, right?
Yeah, no.
No.
Walking in is done.
Yeah, because they're just watching some hardcore porno in the living room. And you have no idea.
The parents are.
Yeah.
The kids are watching R-rated movies, but the parents are too busy watching porno to go in and check on the kids.
Yeah. Dude, if you were 16 and had a cell phone, you'd be watching porno like underneath the table at the dinner table, right? Like you'd just be like, well, fucking chuck this shit out.
And Kyle, you say at the dinner table, but I don't even know if there is dinner anymore in today's families, all right?
Hey, and let's talk about it.
Oh, man, you think that there's no more dinner together? There's no more family dinner?
You think people sit around and have supper? Come on now. Come on, man.
Supper's gone.
Yeah, maybe that's an archaic thought. I don't know. I guess I never thought about that.
I know.
You know what they come for, though? They come for dessert, I'll tell you that. All right? That's the new dinner bell.
Do you guys have a... I feel like, Durs, your family probably does like a dinner time together. Do you guys do a dinner time?
Yeah. We try. I mean, well, like if I'm working on set, obviously I'm not there because you're filming till 7. But
for sure.
Yeah. And then I just come in and, I'll tuck you in, big guy. How are you? How was your day?
Right.
Yeah, we try and have some dinner.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I think dinner time, man, like dinner time was absolutely such a thing with my family. It was awesome. It is super important. Mm-hmm. It's the one time of the day you are forced to be with each other.
Forced.
Forced.
My dinner times were so crazy because we had like a kitchen where the kids sat at like the counter, and then there was a table that my parents sat at that was separate. Whoa.
I love peeks into Durs's childhood.
Yeah, dude, that's insanity. Yeah.
And the parents were, they actually were in a different room. And
no, so like this, so that's the kitchen. We had a dining room, and sometimes we would all eat at the table there. But so we would eat, and then afterwards, me and my brothers. My dad would be like, put your chairs up against the wall.
Stop.
And then he would just like interview us about our day.
Weird, wild stuff.
That's what we had to do at our dinner table too. We would have to talk about that. We'd have to say like, what was your favorite part of the day? What was something that you learned? Like, you know, there was boxes to check and to spark conversation amongst the family.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we would do too.
We would do like high, low. Like, what was the high of your day and the low of your day?
Right.
I think I've said this. We do rose, thorn, bud, which is like...
Go off.
The best thing of your day, the worst thing of your day, and then the thing you're looking forward to.
Oh, that's cute.
Wow, that's actually very cool.
Cute.
We dig it. We learned it from Emma's sister's family.
And what did you call it? Rose, thorn, bud?
Like the rose is good, the thorn hurt,
and the bud is about to bloom.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I mean, that is cute, but
sure.
Yeah. That's like super deep, dude.
I love
you guys are kind of like a hippie squad or something.
That's some poetry. Yeah, that's some hippie shit.
Yo, and then this is more insight into my family. When we all went to Yosemite for my 40th, as like my parents, my brothers, significant others, my family, I was like, hey, like, let's do it. And I think I have way more, and you guys will laugh, emotional, like,
bandwidth.
Like, I'm way more emotional than people in my family.
You're the most emotional.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And you are truly an android. You are a cyborg. So
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. He's right? An alien.
So I go, hey, let's do this thing my family does called Rose Thorn Bud. And
sensitive.
Yo. My it was crazy.
And your dad's like, what the fuck?
No. Opposite.
Oh, dad, let it go.
Opposite.
He just starts crying?
Yes.
Finally. No.
What?
Get it. Give it to me. Give it to me.
I love it.
Instantly, he just goes, I got no thorns. I'm all roses. It's good to be here. It's good to be alive. Because he's older, yeah. You know? And like, we're all together. And I was
living in a nightmare.
I was like, we're just doing like the fun dinner time thing. And it was like, and my other brother just started laughing.
Eric.
Couldn't do it.
What?
Couldn't do it. He was, no, Oli.
Oli.
Oli couldn't do it? He goes,
I'm blowing up people's spots now. Good. But couldn't do
That's
it.
That's okay. Fine. Hey, all the home brothers, all the home dad, home mom, they're good. They're great people. We love them.
What?
Couldn't do it. Eric just locked up and was like, I don't know. Like, what are we doing? I'm like, it's not hard. It's this, that, and the other.
Yeah, it's supposed to just like spark conversations.
And I go, Emma goes, my children do it. And then I can't remember if my mom just like got up and was like, let's get the dessert. Or like,
your mom just throws a plate across the room.
This is crazy.
What you realize is that entire rose bud thorn thing was just a microcosm of the whole existence. It right. All made sense.
It was in, I was like, it should not be this hard to express how you felt that day. And it was cuckoo.
Fuck that, man. Dudes aren't allowed to cry. Fuck that.
Dude, shout out to Phil. Good job.
Shout
man.
Out to Phil.
Fuck yes.
Big Phil.
Yeah, big Phil dog. My dad, I was talking to him about how when he found out that he was cancer free, or at least there's no detectable cancer in him. And mm-hmm. I was.
That shit's important.
I cried mm-hmm. like a child. Like later on, it was delayed because it didn't hit me. It was delayed for like a day and a half. And then all of a sudden it just like came out and I cried like happy tears for like 20 minutes.
Right.
And I was, and I keep talking to him and he's like, yeah, I'm so happy. I could cry. I could cry. And I'm like, well, have you? And he's like, no. I could.
Go for it, Dad. I'm here for you.
I could. And I'm like, you can. And he's like, but I could.
I'm good.
I could cry. I could. I could just let it go.
Feel free. That thing crying.
Go ahead. He's like, well, I could do it, but I'm not going to.
Adam, now you're talking crazy. Like,
Adam, it's like your stand-up set. It's like, I could laugh. That's funny. Well, then just laugh. Yeah, if it's funny, laugh.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Well, then just laugh about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. If it's funny, why aren't you laughing?
Yeah, it's a human emotion. Just
I could. It is funny. It is funny.
Open those.
Mm-hmm. I could laugh. And I could cry. I won't, but I could.
Crying rocks, man. Crying fucking rocks.
Crying rocks. Kyle.
Kyle,
what's up?
Will you put that hat on, Kyle? Will you put that hat on right there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who's it? Is that yours? Is that direct for directing outside?
No, this is my friend Teddy's hat.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, Teddy.
Well, there's no, the top of it's ripped open.
There's
so
no top. Yeah,
You let the heat out.
Oh. Well, he told the story, I guess he bumps his head on shit all the fucking time.
Oh, what a doofus.
And he has it dialed at his work, so he wasn't bumping his head. Then he got a new hat. And it's a little bit taller, and he just bumps it all the time. So he cut the top off,
sure.
So he wouldn't bump his head.
He's a tall guy.
Yeah,
smart.
Yeah, no, Teddy's out here. He's in the movie that I'm producing right now.
That's freaking Ooh. Sick.
Hey, nice. Blake, real quick. This is a real quick thing, and I want to get back to Teddy. Blake, will you just freeze for one moment? Don't move. I want someone to take a screenshot of this and then CGI or Photoshop out his long hair, just so we can see what Blake looks like with the short hair there.
Oh, this wave?
Oh,
this
dude.
Wave right here?
Because it looks like he...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look like you just have like kind of short, normal, like that's what Blake would look like.
Do you
if
think
he had...
that's what... I dude, I do this to myself all the time. Like, what would I look like with a... But I feel like if my hair was this short, it wouldn't like wave like that. It would be more of an afro.
It wouldn't lay the same way. Mm-hmm.
And we'll never know.
Yeah, because I would love to be this guy.
Anyway. I bet it's straighter now because it's been long for so long.
Yeah.
I think it wouldn't curl up in the same way that it did when we were younger.
Yeah.
Like you look like a California, like a Southern California 1990s surfer from like the Real World LA.
I'll take
guy.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cut with your the, hair, man. Just cut hair. Your hair. Do
yeah,
it.
You look like you were a cast member of California Dreamin'.
Ooh.
Yes.
Which was the show that aired directly after Saved by the Bell.
Or and then what? City right. Guys came City on Guys? After that?
And then I love City Guys.
And when was Breaker High?
Where like the rich kid and the kid from like the projects were like, I guess we're more alike than we thought. And they became
City
homies
Guys
in the
was
pilot.
So good. Weren't they did they work at a radio station together? At their school?
City Guys? They went to prep school together in the city. Oh, maybe they did.
I think the school had a radio station. I think there was like a really special episode where it was like, I like reggae.
I like reggae.
The white guy, the Chet Hayes, is like, I like reggae. It's like, you can't.
Oh, that's why he is the way he is. You saw that episode and like, that's me.
Chet Hanks?
And then what was the Anthony Anderson basketball one?
Oh, wow.
Hooping?
I only remember Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Bay Area.
Yeah, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, that's the Mark Curry.
But there was a basketball one and Anthony Anderson was on it, right?
Well, Hanging with Mr. Cooper was a basketball one. That was, he was the basketball coach.
Yeah, that was at a high school. That's an all-time show. Right there.
Oh yeah.
Google Anthony Anderson basketball show. I'm surprised I haven't done that. Hang time.
Hang time.
Oh, hang time.
Hang time.
Oh, remember when we actually had a pitch way back in the day that was called like Hanging with the Boys or something that essentially it was an after school special that we're the hosts of. Do you remember this?
We did a sketch live with Jillian at what was that place called? Westside Eclectic or whatever?
Sure.
We did a Hang Time sketch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. What was
but
that?
I remember we wanted to do a TV show where it's an after school special that we're hosting, like in our clubhouse, and then we pitch it, and then we are actually the stars of like these little basically sketch show of after school specials.
Yeah, because what were right. those things? I feel like they were called Hang Time, where like it would be those on like PBS or whatever, where it would be kids like sitting around talking about like politics, maybe.
Oh, are you talking about Nick News?
No, it wasn't Nick News.
Where they would just be on those bleachers like, what is voting? And she'd be like, I'm glad you asked.
Like the more you know kind of thing?
It was like purely like a 1 hour special where sometimes I feel like even the president would roll up and then young kids would be like,
Pull up or roll up?
Yeah, would he pull up or
a
roll up?
A little bit of both. Hey, if it was Bill Clinton, he was rolling up. Wait, right? He did. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Let me get my...
Popo's out.
I didn't inhale. I did not inhale.
I didn't inhale.
Yes, points.
It was just be kids like asking about like the political process and all that. And I wanted to say it was called Hang Time. But maybe it wasn't.
Tight.
Yeah, I could believe that. Yeah.
It was for sure an after school special, and it was just kids sitting around.
Those after school specials were so goddamn funny. Like there wasn't even. How old are you before you realize? I never remember thinking that they weren't hilarious.
Yeah,
I don't. Was that our era? I don't remember any of them.
No, I think it was our era.
It was our era. You're watching Dipsy.
Yeah, you're watching. Whatever.
What's her name? Dope
Silver Spoons or
Dobie Gillis.
Dobie Gillis.
Dobie Gillis.
No, but they were in the '80s. And then they went away, and maybe they came back because I was watching DuckTales and shit.
It was way '90s.
Yeah, it was the '90s. Everyone's wearing neon and has like the Zach Morris swoosh hair.
Like, what's one you remember? I'm not trying to like be a dick, but like, what's
I
one?
Think it
well,
was,
Blake just said
I mean,
Bill
fuck.
Clinton rolled
I,
up.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But that's not like what is
the? I just remember. Yeah, I think we're talking about the same things.
Is this like when they would sit down and talk about like a problem, like a socio problem?
Yes.
Issues. But then they would pitch to like the incident that's happening. They're like, I hate bullies.
Yes.
You know, like bullies, and you're talking about bullies, then they go to a clip of like bullying, and then they break it down like what you can do in this situation to defuse the situation.
Was this like after Inside Stuff or something, like late Saturdays, or was this after school?
I have no idea when it was.
It might have been during summer. Remember summer? Summer was so tight.
Yeah.
You could watch TV. God.
Summer, Kids Club USA.
I was just saying that. This summer has fucking soared past. I'm like, I haven't even.
It's not over yet, right? We're just in August, right?
I haven't got sunburnt.
I miss being a child when summer was like, oh shit, guess what I'm about to do?
Yeah.
Not wear a shirt for 6 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Until my mom absolutely makes me put one on for something that I have to go do.
How tan? When you were kids, you'd get so tan. And then like you get older, you're like, what happened to the tan I would get in summertime?
And then you're like, oh yeah, it's because I don't take my shirt off anymore.
Well,
yeah. Although you guys would love my tan.
I feel
right
like,
now.
Dude, for the bachelor party, Kyle,
it's shirts off.
You have to go. I feel like we should all go shirtless the entire time. And that includes you.
I thought we were wearing suits. I thought we were being MIB.
No, we're doing Speedos and leather vests that say the Divine Angels.
Okay.
Oh, well, hey. That's right.
Show up in whatever regalia you want. I might be in a suit. Who knows?
Okay.
With sunglasses, with Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows? The difference between me and you is I make this shit look good.
Yes.
Difference between us? You could start at the penis.
I might be in full scuba gear based on what I'm hearing about the Ozarks and COVID right now.
COVID!
I might be wearing a fishbowl on my head.
Yeah! Wait, what's going on out there?
It's like the epicenter of COVID right now. Yeah.
I'm walking into a spreader.
Super spreader.
The Zarks, baby. Get Zarks.
Although, I don't know, these doctors, they might be just saying it's COVID and it could be...
You're going to trust the Brozark doctors?
Yeah.
Their numbers.
Could be swine flu.
It's got to be COVID.
It's COVID, dude.
You got COVID.
Yeah.
No, that's cancer. Oops. My B.
My B, dog.
Later. We're going kneeboarding.
Yes.
So do we have any take backs, any apologies, any giveaways? Ooh. What do we have for this?
Apologies.
Nah.
I feel like we were very nice to each other this podcast. There wasn't a lot of meanness.
What do you know, you fucking idiot? I'll take that back.
What about a giveaway?
I would like to apologize to Durs for not remembering exactly what this after school special was.
Yeah, you just
and my I'm
over here reeling about that. So thank you.
Yeah, I know you were pissed by it, but it was sort of just like a hazy memory for me.
That's what I'm saying. I have memories of them, but they were all starring like Sarah Jessica Parker and people from like before.
I can't remember anything about anything. The fact that I even remember having a childhood, I feel like that's a win for me.
Good job, Adam. I'll call
so
him
the fact that I remember being a kid, I you know, that's a big win for team me.
There you go.
For team Adam's brain.
Team my brain.
Team Adam's brain.
Team one man myself.
Team just me.
I want to do if I don't know what we would call this, but I want to dig a little deeper.
Ooh.
Kyle, are you filming something with Teddy right now though?
Oh yeah, dude.
Hello.
Yeah, man.
Let's
I'm
dig.
Out here. I'm in production. I'm making a thriller. Independent thriller.
I love
and
it.
And Teddy is a guy that Blake and Kyle grew up with, an actor.
I've known Teddy
actor.
Since kindergarten. We moved to LA together. He bounced and went and got his master's in the theater. And now he's like a botanist. He works with plants. He got out of the theater during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then my brother's directing this movie. And so I was like, Teddy's the guy.
There we go.
And so now he's gracing the silver screen with his craft.
Grace.
Yeah, and it's fucking cool.
He's gracing the silver screen with his grace.
His grace and his craft.
For the screen.
Well, that's cool. That's fun. Where are you guys shooting at?
We're up in Longbourn, California, up in the hills. We got about 20 people up here, and we're shooting the movie in 11 days.
Longbourn,
California. Yeah.
So if you got that good in Longbourn, go ahead and find Kyle and give it to him.
What's the deal with Longbourn?
Bro, Longbourn population 215. We rolled out
but
here
that's like scary California. When you start getting in those towns, that's where it gets a little sketch for me.
Right. Children of the Corn Show?
Well, yeah. Dude, Sasquatch. Sasquatch is out here.
That's right.
And where is that? Where is that? You're saying it's up here. I don't know what that means. Are you way northern California or what?
It's like in between Yosemite and South Lake Tahoe. It's in between that area.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
Cool. You find chargers for your car up there?
Yeah, we got wall outlets and stuff, you know? It's all good.
Are they looking at you sideways in your little Tesla out in Long Barn?
No, man. People are pretty chill. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah, they're too high to look at you sideways,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's what's up, baby.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, but yeah, dude, it's weird. It's the second indie film I've made in a year.
Look at you go.
It's the second movie I've made in the last 12 months, which is like, what is going on?
So you like COVID?
Yeah, you...
I like going out and making movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
tight, dude. Congrats.
Dang, I really nice. Remember like putting something in my mind like, yo, I need to apologize that, but I've completely forgot.
I have something around those things because we always say giveaways and I'm like,
yes.
What's up? Can we do a giveaway?
Are you doing a giveaway?
Well, how do we formulate that? I think it would be cool to give something
we'll,
away.
We'll figure it out. What are you going to give away?
What are you giving away?
Maybe the Vaux.
He's just looking around. Yeah.
Looking at his feet.
The fuck? I thought you had a plan.
You just looked behind you and said a car.
What is underneath this chair?
The curtains behind me.
A couple cough drops.
This hat with us.
This hat that Teddy wore.
Well, since you're the producer of this movie, dude, why don't you give away
a
starring role in your movie?
Yeah.
Ooh, a background walk-on featured extra.
Unfortunately, we'll be done by the time this podcast airs. We'll be wrapped.
Short shoot.
So what?
Okay.
Get on social. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
All right, cool.
Also, dude, you know what you could do? It's in post. They send a photo in. You just superimpose their face in the deep background. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, look for yourself.
Right. If this movie ends up having to have narration to fix plot holes, you get to be the narrator.
This person gets to do it?
They get to do ADR for Teddy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, you get to do the ADR for Teddy. That's so tight.
That's fucking cool.
They're like, and then like summer came and went, and like then it got cold. And
then this is like 3 years later, I guess.
And then like he was like the bad guy.
Yeah,
I don't remember what I set aside in my mind to say. I remember it being kind of cool and smart, but other than that, I guess I'll say shout out to Atlanta. I'm out of here. I'm headed back to California.
Yay! Yay.
Thank you, ATL, for having me.
What do you mean you're wrapped?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, here's the. Let's dig deep because I read on Variety that
no,
you
we're
guys
not allowed
just...
to talk about it. We're not allowed to talk about
it. Oh, you're not allowed to talk
but,
about it?
I am wrapped. I'm leaving on Tuesday.
And why aren't you allowed to talk about it? Because it's in Variety.
Is that real?
Isaac said I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay. Our manager said that you can't spill beans.
Yeah. But I thought I could. Mm-hmm. But anyways, but other than whatever happened with the production, it was a very fun time in Atlanta, and I would love to come back. Great city.
That's tight. Hey, wait a second.
What up?
But
Blake, it's a good thing you're coming back because your specialized e-bike is waiting for you at the shop. I picked mine up yesterday.
Okay. Very special shout out to Specialized.
Time to hit
so we don't
trails,
have to go on Twitter
bro.
On a tirade and just publicly execute Specialized. They turns out they're a great company.
They came through.
We love
they came
them.
Through.
They came through.
I saw your bike in the back. You posted something about it.
It was in the back of my
wagon. I cannot wait to get back there and try this thing. It's going to be so fun to, it's an e-bike, but also it's a regular bike. So you can get a good workout in, right? And then like you could just go way farther.
Yeah. You just turn it on or off.
So like it's when you, best. So when you're riding and all of a sudden there's a monster hill and you're just like, I don't got this in me, but I want to keep going. You could just turn it on and you just boot, scoot and boogie right up that thing.
Yeah. The whole thing is that when you pedal, it turns on to assist you. And so there's like level 1, 2, and 3, and that increases like the percentage of power behind your pedaling. When you stop pedaling, it stops.
Unstoppable.
It is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Hell yeah.
It's great. It's an amazing.
Thank you, Specialized.
Follow your nose.
We love you.
I bought some new jerseys. I'm ready to rock.
I got a jersey.
Oh, hell yeah.
USA, baby. Let's
go.
Well,
cycling jerseys.
You mean cycling jerseys?
My bad.
Yeah. I never thought I was going to be like the full spandex guy.
I thought you bought Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like head to toe, spandexed up. I'm looking real fast out there. Yeah, no, I know. I'm in my late 30s now. Now I'm a fucking kook.
And what you guys have known about me is that I've never really been embarrassed by
your titties.
Wearing the kit, the gear for absolutely. Certain things, you know, like for running, the shorts have always been short.
Yeah, they have.
You know, and I know that when you're in your early 20s and you're at the gym, you want to wear like long, cool basketball shorts. Mm. You don't want to wear like Asics. You want to wear like Jordans and stuff. But you know what?
Yeah, go off king.
Carrot top
short? You got to wear the appropriate attire.
Yeah.
You got to wear the carrot top
Follow
short.
Carrot top on Instagram.
Yeah. Durs always rocked some shit that I didn't even know human beings rocked. I thought it was like only cartoon characters dressed like that.
Yeah. I had never seen somebody wear a cycling hat to a party, and you did that, and you changed the game, and you wore it in the first episode of Workaholics, and shout out to you. You're a game changer.
Yeah. I wore it in several episodes. Yeah, you rocked. And are we looking here?
It's right, it's right there.
I got one in Hollywood over here.
I got
here.
Two.
Wow. Wow.
I got like six
shout
of
out
these.
To your
this
little...
guy loves a nice
so,
cycling
so
cap.
No take backs for me.
Hey guys.
Let's just say I'm living my best life.
This is another episode of
This is
Important.
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 Important.